Or we're a church where folk can do all the usual things that they expect of a church. We're a centre, which is a meeting place for groups. But we're also a cafe where we're currently sitting, and that's open in its own right for 6 days a week. So all three of those things are intertwined, and some folk will want one, some will want two, some will want three.
It's Tuesday morning, and the crossing on Newcastle Street is a hive of activity. The cafe is buzzing, and upstairs, people are meeting at some of the many groups held in this huge building. Among them, a group for carers of people with dementia. Amanda Nielsen is one of those involved.
The room is so important to us, as is the location of the crossing, because it's central to town.
Would you be here if it wasn't for this building?
No, I don't think we would be here if it wasn't for this building. We exchange our experiences, we share our good news, our bad news, we laugh, we cry. So meeting here once a week, I would say, is our lifeline.
My name's Charlotte Eccleston, and I do one-to-one Pilates and Pilates for people with Parkinson's and MS.
What does this building mean to you and what you do here?
The space is lovely. It's always clean. It's always professionally run. But it's actually the atmosphere. It's got such a lovely, friendly atmosphere, so it doesn't feel like you're coming into a cold place of work. It feels like a community that's all pulling together to try and achieve, you know, nice things for work. So
the groups and the cafe are really well attended, but does it matter how many of those people end up in church on a Sunday? Not according to Reverend Geoffrey Clark.
I'm always bothered about who would come into the physical church building and the worship bit, because I'd love to think it was the place where folk would really want to come of their own free choice. So in a sense, yes. But no, it doesn't, because if folk come here for a variety of reasons and have a number of needs met, then that's really good news for us.
I'm David Jordan. 10 years ago, I was the project coordinator and the external fundraiser. I've always been a managing trustee, but I'm also the organist and the guy who organises music at the crossing as well.
Are you surprised how successful this place has been?
Partly yes, partly no, because we wanted the design to give us a more than average chance of success. We didn't want it to be just another church building, and I think we've probably succeeded from that point of view.
You obviously like it a lot because you've hung around, haven't you? You could have seen it all through to completion and disappeared, but it's still a big part of your life by the sound of it.
No, I was a Methodist 95 years. No, I was been a Methodist all my life before we came together. But it was quite interesting bringing together two denominations as an ecumenical partnership. Brought its problems, but brought its joys as well. And we were determined from the very start that this was going to be for church and community, as Geoffrey has said. That was also a key feature in how we managed to fund the place, with money raised both internally from faith circles and also from external fundraisers.
And as for the people who use the crossing, well, whether it's church, a group, or just a cup of coffee, there's something for everyone.
Little one, Ellie, really enjoys it here, and the food's really good as well.
I'm waiting for a friend. She's at a meeting here.
What do you think of this place?
Well, I think it's lovely, yeah.
I come here every morning in the week because I solemnly do their Times crossword and have my cup of coffee and then get on about things. No, it's wonderful. The atmosphere is wonderful and the staff are wonderful.